wrong.
Yeah, put your gum out there.
Keep it professional. You're on three. All right. All right. So it's good to see you.
Yeah, good to see you too.
Now, I know that you are always busy.
Yeah.
And you always have some projects in the works. I know that music is just a small fraction of everything that you have going on.
The music make it work, make everything
right,
else
right, absolutely.
Work.
Brings it all together.
Yeah. Bring my sanity back. I go back in.
It's like therapy.
Yeah. Go, go in the back room and scream again. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. And I heard you on the track, Lil Wayne, Power, Ace B, Gangsta.
Yeah.
So are you giving us like a little taste of what's to come for 2015 with you musically?
That's definitely just a little taste of it.
Okay.
You know, and it feel good. You know what I'm saying? The music feel good. I performed Power 2 days ago in L.A. in a concert. And the fans just went crazy. You know, they could feel the energy of the music. And I think that's what music about, you know. You know, like now you get a lot of instant success and fame to where people, fame come for 1 year, next year you don't know what happened to them, you know.
Right.
And it's like, it's crazy. It's like getting back to the music to where, instead of eating some fast food, let's eat some good soul food to where it stick to your stomach. You know what I'm saying?
Something good for the soul.
Yeah.
For growth.
Yeah. And I just think when you talk about power, you know, we're talking about, you know, us as people. You know what I'm saying? Talking about what can we do. And it's also where I was able to express my feelings through the music. Now you go through different things. I feel like I was able to deliver that through this song.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm not gonna let nobody stop me. Even if you hating, I don't care what you're doing. You can't stop me. You know, the power I have is too strong, and the power I believe in is way strong, because I believe in a man up above. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like there's no stopping me. You know, especially the expertise I have now and the resources I have. So I feel like we could do this on our own, and we could show the world that, you know, about independence. A lot of people want to be independent. They say that word, but they're not willing to work.
Absolutely.
You know, so you got to get out and work and touch the people. You got to get in the studio. I feel like how LeBron James or one of them feel when they're in the gym. You got to go practice. Work on your jump shot.
Right.
You know, work on your game. I feel like artists now need to spend that time in the studio than just partying all day.
Right. Well, you were a pioneer for that in terms of hip-hop anyway, just bringing the whole business sense. I mean, that deal way back with Priority Records was something that was like unheard of at the time.
Yeah, they was like, man, High P made more money than the company.
It's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
A lot more money than the company.
But you know what? It started off, even though I made more money than those guys, I still was blessed and I appreciated them. I still treated them the same way when I walked in the first time.
How did they let you do that?
What happened was, I'm going to tell y'all what happened. So I got off.
Please break it
down. At the time, Michael Jackson had the biggest deal, which, you know, I went to college. So people don't know I'm from the hood. I'm street, but I went to college. I've always was an A and B student.
Uh-huh.
So Michael Jackson, I researched back then. You know, you had to go to the library and research stuff.
Right,
so
right.
I found out who Michael Jackson's lawyer was. And I said, at the time, I said, what's the biggest deal? So he said, hey, I need $25,000, you know, for retainers to sit down. I said, okay. I went and got the 25, and I came back. He probably thought I was faking, but I come back with the 25. I said, here, man. I sit down. I said, what's the best deal I could get? He said, the only thing you could get besides the artist deal, Michael Jackson got 22%, is a distribution deal.
Right.
Which would be an 80-20 deal, but you're going to need marketing and promotion money. So I knew the type of marketing and promotion money I needed. And I had to get back out there and sell my CDs, do whatever I need to do. And so when I walked in there, the guy told me, yeah, you know, you're going to need $200,000 for, like, marketing and all that stuff. I was like, okay, I got it. You know, but I was already prepared.
Yeah.
And so they thought I probably was going to sell maybe 10,000 records or something like that.
No way.
And when the Ice Cream Man came back, you know, and I sold so many records, you know, at that time it was NWA, Ice Cube. You know, those guys was like the biggest on their label. I think even Jay-Z was on their label at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just started flooding records, you know. So the first Ice Cream Man went gold, $500,000 at $19 a CD, a cassette. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Millions. So, millions.
You know, but that's sometimes you got to take chances on yourself. I think, you know, a lot of people, they say they hustlers, they say they're from the streets, but why is somebody else putting your music out if you're really on the streets? These records I'm hearing how you trapping and how you doing all this.
Right, right, right.
You know, you should be able to put your own music up.
Right.
You don't need nobody to put your music up.
Right,
you know,
because
we was out there, we changed our life, but we put our own music up.
Right.
We did our own thing.
Absolutely.
You know.
Learning here. And, well, you've been sitting on money, you know, for a while, but you still have your ear to the street.
Yeah.
So when things happen in the community, like, you know, these crimes and these murders, what is it about certain cases that make you want to get involved and say, you know what, I'll take my money and put my money up as a reward to catch this killer?
Well, you know what, when it comes down to dealing with kids, you know, like you're dealing with kids and you take, like, this one little kid was 1 year old that from the hood. That they kill, you know, they were shooting at somebody else, and I feel like, you know, you got to man up for that.
Mm-hmm.
We from the old school of the streets, you know what I'm saying? We ain't about to get into it with no kids
with
and
no
none
kids,
of that type
right,
of stuff.
Right.
And then we put money back into the hood. And a lot of these street cats right now, you know, they don't have no responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have nobody to look up to. So I feel like if you do that type of stuff, you ain't responsible. Even if you're talking about keeping a G or keeping it real, that ain't keeping a G.
Yeah.
You just killed a kid that was innocent. Could have been a doctor, a lawyer, the president, anything. So those type of things, that I got a foundation called Let the Kids Grow. So I'm very passionate about saving young lives. You know what I'm saying? I thank the man up above all the time that I was able to get through what I was able to make it through.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I'm a living witness. I got a brother deceased. I got a brother in the penitentiary. So, you know, and I was able to change my life. And I look at these the moves you make. So we real living examples of you can do this if you put your mind to it and you do the right thing.
Absolutely.
You know? So it's about helping kids. Anytime something come up about a kid, I'm in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, we know Master P got a soft spot for kids
because
he got about nine of them. Yeah. He got about nine of them joints,
but I don't smoke or drink. I got to do something. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got to, you know.
But it's obvious, man, you're a good daddy because you stay, like, your kids are moving in the right direction.
Yeah.
Like you said, I was from the hood, but I was always in school. I was always about something. I'm always doing
something.
I'm with
them. You know what? I don't care about nothing else. You want to be a star, you going to school.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Romeo went to college. All the rest of the kids got to go.
Yeah.
You know, we breaking that cycle of poverty, you know, no education. I don't even want to see that with my family. Even though you come from the streets, you know what I'm saying? It's like, still try to make your kids better than you.
Absolutely. And your daughter with Nick.
My daughter right now with her show. And now she's crossing over her career now. She's 18 now. So
beautiful,
She about to take her career to the next level.
Absolutely.
You know? So you about to be seeing a lot of symphony.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some big records on her too. So.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's a good look. Well, it's just good to have you here in Baltimore because we know that you're always about the community, always involved. And now I can get excited because I'm looking forward to some Master P music for 2015.
Yeah, 2015. Everybody said, man, P, you starting to year off right now, just like that.
Like right off the top.
Yeah.
It's like we only about, what, 9 days in?
I had to be, you know what? If you're going to get into something, you got to be prepared and you got to do something big.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you got to, you know, I feel like this Power record with me and Lil Wayne is definitely a statement record, but it's just real. It's timing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I tell people all the time, I ain't on my time. We on God's time.
Absolutely.
So, you know, if you stay like that, you know, anything you're trying to do, It's gonna be. And I think that's the difference. Like people ask me, what's the difference with my life right now and then? I feel that first I was on my own time. Now I'm on God's time. So I feel like I'm still a street dude doing what I'm doing. But you know, with all the stuff I've been through, I feel like, but I'm picking that Bible up and see what I could do. Because at first I used to be scared to go to church. Say, man, all the stuff I done did, I can't go to church.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I'm for real. I'm just telling y'all the truth. And I was like, man, you know, all these different people, from the prostitute, whatever he took to heaven, I'm saying, man, boy, I'm about to go in there and get a second chance. So, you know, and then if I could show these youngsters around me, you know, that's what saved my life. Sometimes you got to go through something to be able to show other people. You know, I'm using my pain as experience now.
Absolutely.
You know? I'm not using it as pain. I'm using it as experience.
Yeah. Now, 2015, we're trying to head in a different direction. You dropping this song with Wayne, was there like a tactic to it, having a song that sounds this good with a message like Power and then kind of squashing all of the media rumors with the beef with you and Wayne and everything like that?
But y'all already know, like, me and my family, we really come from the streets. It never was no beef. We all live in the same city.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's more other people putting it because we ain't doing music. It was a reason behind that. You know, we from two different hoods, and you got to realize back then, it's like if somebody die or go to jail or something from your hood and you figure somebody else got something to do with from the other hood, it might not even be with the artist.
Right.
But you can't touch it. That's just
right.
how it is.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know, now it's about we all growing up doing what we got to do. And the whole power thing is about us being our own bosses, being men, you know, raising our kids. You know, Wayne is probably one of the most incredible artists in the world. You know, I could say that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Especially coming from New Orleans. And I feel like me, I'm probably one of the most incredible business hustlers.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to figure out how to make some money out of it.
Forbes said so.
Yeah.
A few times.
I don't never want to make Forbes no more. That bud. Look, you get all kind of bakers come out. Look, I'm telling
you
my baby, you know I'm your cousin from, hold up, man.
You know Auntie Sarah.
Yeah.
You know
but
Auntie
I love
Sarah.
Them. No, you know it's all about helping your people. But I'm going to tell you something now. What us is people have to learn what they know already.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop trying to be individuals. And start building corporations.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to build a legacy, you got to build corporations.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you see these companies up everywhere because it's not about being an individual. And I learned that. Those are one of the things that I learned because all the people that are successful, they win, then they lose, and they go to a whole nother level because they understand business. And I think our culture of people don't understand that. You know, they look at it. Anytime you lose with something, they look at, oh, you done. Nah. I never lost $500 million. You know what I'm saying? So looking at Donald Trump, those guys that lost that kind of money but was able to have the friends that they could pick up the phones, hey, man, I need $500 million. I need another shot at it.
And get that
boy,
back.
Boy, if we lose $10, nobody want to deal with you.
Right.
Be like, boy, you $10. Pete, what you need $10 for?
Right.
All that money you got.
Right. Right.
But we don't understand it, you know, the resources. So you got to go out. But I've always learned it from the street. I lose money, go figure out some kind of way to make some more. Put 10 different things that could take something out of that.
Right.
So, you know, just learning the corporate system now, you know, that's what's about anybody getting in the business, knowing that you have to be a real business now.
It's always a learning process.
It is.
No matter how long you've been doing it.
Well, I'm glad the man put me through all the stuff I had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man, I got $1 billion worth of knowledge.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I got $1 billion worth of knowledge. I would never be broke.
Right.
I got $1 billion worth of knowledge.
Right.
You know, you can sit up in the barbershop and talk about me. You could never count my money. Because now you ain't going to see it. I'm not going to let you see it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm not. I'm going to have 30 things going on. Oh, you worrying about that little small thing? Right? You ain't seen me in the music business in a while. Boy, I got 30 things going on.
I already know it.
You know what I'm saying? You know, like I was telling you, even with the college thing, with the ICDC, you know, it's like, I tell Rome, boy, be thankful and appreciative about that. You got an avenue where you could educate people.
Absolutely.
And you got something that you could do. You know, ain't about people know you from the streets. You ain't got to prove that to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
I could put a little suit and tie on. I remember one day I was in I'm not going to this business meeting. It was funny, right? So I'm going to this business meeting. I got my suit on. You know, I don't put no tattoos in my face. I'm looking like a regular just businessman.
Right.
And they got this homeless guy in the elevator. I got my suit, my briefcase. I'm going up. This boy growling at me. I said, boy, if you bite me, it's going to be problems in here. And I guess the other people got scared because they thought I was just a regular business
right,
guy.
Right, until they thought you about to pop off.
You know, sometimes you got to do that.
Right.
About what your uniform is. It's who you are.
Mm-hmm.
And that people got to stop looking at that, what somebody doing. I don't never, like, if I know somebody about getting money, I'm not never counting them out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not never. I know that person how to get money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I think this generation, especially with the social media, they all get around and talk about each other. And I'm like, boy, them people where I live at, they ain't worrying about what you think.
Right.
They
right.
don't even see you. You don't even exist.
Right.
You know, and that's what we got to get back on that frame of mind. Like, boy, get ourselves. You taking that energy to be negative. Put that energy into yourself. That's what I did. Start building. Start building something. You ain't got time to talk about nobody if you getting money.
Preach, P. Now, okay, Romeo, he's like, what, 25 now?
24.
He's 24?
Yeah.
So, like, for him being that age,
yeah.
Is he picking up, like, is it hard for him to take all of this advice from dad? And
no,
actually...
sometimes, you know, you got to imagine, you got to let your kids go bump their heads sometimes.
Yeah.
But all the stuff that we do, I got him close to me, you know, he's able to take that with him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I try to show him some things, but at the same time still let him go bump his head.
Yeah.
Too. You know what I'm saying? Then he come back there, okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes it takes, because people don't want to be preached to, and that's what I do with my foundation with these kids. I don't preach to them. I just like, okay, you think you smarter than the police, go ahead.
Right, and see what happens.
You one kid told me, man, he wanted his whole thing. He wants to sell dope to get this money. I'm saying, dude, let's be honest. The time you're gonna put into that, you can go get your education, go get your job, or invest in yourself.
Right.
Because you're not gonna be on the streets no more than a year.
Right.
They all ratting on each other now. There's more rats out there than hustlers. So who want to be in that business?
Stop snitching. Stop snitching, man. Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to more P on the radio.
Yeah,
Master
yeah.
P 2015.
Yeah, we here. We got big records. So I'm going to just be dropping them off. Y'all might see me just coming down every
Power
other month.
Power was just a taste, just to get us excited. So we like, hold up.
You know I got those records. I got them records for the club, you know, and I got those records. I really want to make these females think. You know, I really want to make them think. You know what I'm saying? Know what we think about them.
I'm a little nervous.
Don't be nervous.
Hold on.
No, but it's just like, you know, how people always talk about the bad guys. And then, you know, even with my situation, what I've been through, it's like what you do, you mess up too when you find a good guy. You know what I'm saying? So it's like.
Yeah. A lot of girls have been through a lot of bad guys, and then they don't know what to do with a good guy when they get them.
Exactly.
You know?
So that's basically what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go on, put a little. Since I had a taste of this stuff, you know, and it's about loyalty. You know, you being with somebody, you thinking you might be with somebody for a long time, and you try to do. But if you don't have that communication right, then it end up, when it don't go right, it don't go right.
Right, it goes all the way wrong.
Yeah.
So an album dropping this year?
Yeah, the Ice Cream Man Part 2. Get ready.
Okay.
I got the truck outside.
Okay. I'll be waiting. I have my money ready.